Hello, I'm going to show you how to get started in .NET Core with Visual Studio Code, a lightweight cross-platform way to start writing C#. Let's jump in. So open up your favorite search engine and type in Visual Studio Code. One of the first results will be code.visualstudio.com. And I am on a Windows machine, so I'm going to click the Windows download. There are also downloads for Mac and Linux. So go ahead and click through the install wizard. Be sure to give the license agreement a meaningful glance. And for authenticity's sake, I'm not going to skip through the install progress bar just to show you guys how fast you can get started with VS Code. For those of you who don't know, Visual Studio Code is a lightweight cross-platform source code editor that supports multiple languages as well as debugging, embedded Git controls, syntax highlighting, intelligent code completion, and more. It's completely free and open source up on GitHub. So pretty cool. All right, click finish. And once VS Code starts up, go to the Extensions tab and install the C# extension. It will be one of the first suggestions. So note you can see all the other cool extensions for VS Code here. Click Enable, and it will restart Visual Studio Code. So now we need the .NET Core to compile. So go back to your browser and type in .NET Core. Download it and go through the install wizard. And that link is in the second paragraph on that page. The first one is for Visual Studio, but we want the one below it for Visual Studio Code, the Core SDK. Yeah. And you can use .NET Core to compile in any source code editor that you want. And that one's super fast. Phew. Now create the folder you want your C# project to be in. I'll name mine Hello World. And once you add a project.json file to this, anything in this folder will be seen as a part of your project. You also want to restart VS Code now that you installed .NET Core. Now go to the File tab and open the folder you just created. And that'll be empty right now, so open up Terminal by hitting Control Backtick. You can also use the command prompt for this. We're going to initialize a C# project by typing .NET new. And notice now program.cs is up there. There it is. Now run .NET restore to fix some dependencies. Then type .NET run. And the moment of truth. Boom! Compiling C# and Visual Studio Code with the .NET Core in less than 4 minutes. And hit yes at the top to add your required build assets. You may have noticed OmniSharp and the debugger started to automatically download when we opened the C# file, so those are finished now. So click on the Debug tab and make sure you are set to .NET Core. So I'll type console, and you can tell that IntelliSense is working. So let's make our console beep. I'll add some parameters in there, too. And we'll change hello world to say beep. All right, we'll set a breakpoint, and now we can hit F5 to debug. And you can see the local variables are loading. And you can also test out the variable value in the debug console, so that's args. Now hit F5 to finish debugging. And you may be thinking, IntelliSense, in a lightweight cross-platform editor that supports C#. Holy You made it to the end of my video. Good job, everyone. I'm Kendra, by the way. I work for Microsoft. I think we have to say that in videos. I don't know, I'm still kind of new. Anyway, thanks for watching.